This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to pick up today where we left off yesterday. With that said, I was, just to give you a quick recap, we were talking about how when I first went through a breaking process and I was invited to be a part of a band that I wanted not, I didn't want any part to do with it whatsoever. And it's interesting that the Bible tells us in John 12:25 that when the seed falls into the ground and dies, a corn of wheat, well, if it dies in the ground, guess what? It's going to reproduce. And it's first the dying process before we understand the power of God unto salvation, and also understanding the work of the resurrected one, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy One of Israel to the glory of the Father. Read all of Romans 6 when you get a moment. Now, with that said, I was reluctantly joining on, adapting myself to that situation because I was done with the rock and roll scene because that's what I came out of. You know, one of the things that's important for people to understand is that one of the greatest miracles that God can perform is take an unclean, unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and set him back into that unclean, unholy situation. And how true is that? Because it shows you who's behind it. It shows you the power of God unto salvation. It shows you the power of grace, and who better to show grace through and to except those that were fallen to the wiles of the enemies of their souls that served him and wasted their years in servitude to Satan. And again, it shows you that Jesus Christ is all-powerful. He is all-knowing, and He is the one that transforms us into the image and likeness of who He is by, again, the power of the Holy Ghost. Read Titus 3 when you get a moment, and you can also take that over to the book of Psalm where David prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me, and that we might be transformed into the image and likeness of His Son." That's all the power of the Holy One of Israel. Also read John 3:3. Now, with that said, at length, I ended up joining. I felt that I was being pushed into a situation that I didn't want to have part with or part in any sense of the word. I was just done. I was dead to that. No more was my desire set on making something out of myself. And it's also interesting to note that the Bible clearly tells us that those that try to seek to save their life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. There again is the cross. There is the power of the transformation. And you find your life where you lose your life in his servitude. Now, friends, with that said, once I joined the band, what I did before I actually finalized their request in the sense of going in the affirmative. I told them, listen, I don't want to join the band, but if you guys want to come over and look at a video of mine, which was done a year and a half prior to this time being spoken of, I said, come and watch the video. After they watched the video, they all said, you're the guy, you're the guy. They were importunate, they were perseverant, and they were persistent every step of the way. Bradley, you're the guy, you're the guy. No, 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 I'm not the guy. No, I'm not the guy. No, I'm not the guy. And I find more than not that where I find myself, no, I'm not the guy. Oftentimes, I am that guy. See, because what it is, friends, it's not about me. It's about the people. So after I showed them the video, the first thing I said, I'll tell you what, if I was to join the band, this is exactly what's going to happen. Is I said, I don't understand why you guys are, you know, winning all these Christian awards in a Christian realm. Especially when the scripture tells us that we're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost, what I'll get to in just a moment. Matter of fact, they had the former guitar player, Des Dickerson, as their manager. And I said, how does that make sense? That's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish, isn't it, guys? Again, you guys are the number one Christian band in the country, and you're playing in a basement, and if you do play out, you go back and play before Christians. That's playing it pretty safe, isn't it? And I said, if I was to join this situation, if I'm to join this band, I want to tell you first and foremost, we're going into the clubs. We're called to be the light in a dark place, right? And again, we're to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Furthermore, I said to them, I said, you know, it tells us in Scripture in Romans 10:14, I said, and again, this made no sense to me that they just wanted to keep playing for Christians. I said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they supposed to know who Christ is if you don't go preach his word? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? I mean, is someone getting a clue here? Should I throw another rock at your heads? Because this is your obligation, your duty, God's commandments to the church to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Isn't that elementary Christianity, guys? I mean, again, is this not what we're commanded to do out of gratitude for him who died on Calvary for us? And again, they all stood there looking at me like a bunch of deer looking in headlights. So once I jumped on, I had an agent jump on from GMA, a guy named Phil. Brought him into the situation. He loved the band. I went back to the band and I told them, listen, this is what's happening. He's moving stuff out of the way so we can begin to play for those that we're supposed to play for. The lost. And that's exactly what we did. That's exactly what I did. And when you go to Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And this is what we began to do. And it was short-lived. It lasted for about a year and a half. We got 5 record label offers. Big deal. Wasn't about us anymore. But it was pretty cool that we had all these offers coming from the big name labels across the country. And before you knew it, we were in the clubs doing what we were called to do. And before you knew it, there was a huge spiritual warfare that took place within the band. Beginning to war, causing us to war against one another. But again, we were in the right place. And of course, the enemy always has to find the weakest link to try to destroy something that God has brought together. And with that said, friends, we're going to pick this up right on the other side. As a bit of a recap to catch us up to where we're going during the next segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just doing a quick recap on just the process. Folks, I can't talk out of school. I got to stay in school. Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. I cannot give you what I have not received. We're first to be partakers of the fruit. The Lord give us understanding in all things. I can only give you what I understand through the revelation of the Holy Ghost. And by the way, that is the gift of prophecy, is the testimony of Jesus Christ, what he has wrought through me. And what I'm talking about during the first segment is how I was requested to be a part of the band, a Christian metal band. And I was reluctant to join that band. And then once I finally agreed to jump on, this is what we were going to do. I went back to Scripture and I said, this is what the Bible says. How are they to hear of Jesus unless you preach to them? Romans 10:14. Common sense comes into play. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. How are they supposed to know this message unless you bring it to them? You know, folks, really what it comes down to is, again, let me say it in street terms, you can't give what you ain't got. And if you have truly been saved from your sins, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost is going to use you to give a lot to the world. And it's the church's obligation and duty by the commandment of God, and again, out of gratitude to he who put his son on the cross as the propitiation for the sins of the world, out of gratitude, we serve him. And we go out and we follow him. And guess what? When we follow him, isn't it interesting? There's so many people, because the message that I'm giving right now applies to 86% of the people in this country across the boards that call themselves Christians. They want to be saved from their sin, but they want to go and partake in sin. And they don't know the word enough to understand that they're to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow him. And if I was to ask 86% of those people in this country today that profess their Christianity, I would say, are you a follower of Christ? And they would say, of course we're a follower of Christ. And then the next thing that I would ask them is, well, you know, it tells us in Matthew 4:19 that Jesus said unto us, if we follow him, that he'll make us become fishers of men. Are you a fisher of men? And they would be lost. They'd be completely lost. But yet true followers of Christ become fishers of men. If you've been saved and you received an abundant life, then guess what? You want others to have what you have. And if you don't, you're the worst of men. You're like a miser in the things of the Spirit. You're despised of men. You claim that you have something, but you don't want to give it to others? Again, you're the worst of men if that's the situation. Now, going back to this scenario, this life experience of mine, you know, it's interesting because my experience in this band was short-lived. Because what I wanted to do, because it was no longer about me, I wanted to test the resources of God. I wanted to test the resources of God to show the world who he is. Okay? And I was willing to yield myself up to him for his glory if he was willing to use me. And guess what he did? And guess what he's been doing for 20 and 23 years now, friends? Just that. It's bearing much fruit for his glory, John 15, Matthew 5:16. And it's been nothing but fishing for men. It's been nothing but touching the lives of others. It's been nothing but lighting up the dead church. It's been nothing but going out and giving that which we have received. You know, the Bible says we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. There's a whole lot of limiting going on from them that profess to be his kids. And really what it comes down to is there's a whole lot of believers in the United States of America that don't believe. And let me remind you that Scripture tells us, and it was Jesus that said it, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. He would show us things to come. And keep in mind, in the book of John, friends, it talks about the miracles. Had they been written, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. And yet Jesus turns around and looks at us and tells us, occupy till I come, and this is what I'm going to bestow upon you if you believe in my word. And if you do believe in my word, then act upon my word. Well, after this band-setting situation, we got all these accolades, we got all these tour offers, European, where you're playing the state fair, we got all these record label offers, didn't care about none of it, friends. You know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, prior to that time, I'll tell you what, I would have been all over it, like white on rice, like gum on your shoe, in a big way. But I didn't care anymore. And it's interesting, when the Lord has your heart, then he gives. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. How many people give to get? How many people do what they do because they want to do it in the face and the appearance of other men, to receive their praise, their approbation? Well, guess what? When you're born of the Spirit, you could care less about the approbation of men. You care about the praise of God at that point, and that only. Period. Period. Exclamation. 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 After the band fell apart, I went into hospitals. And I remember that guitar player that kept telling me, you're the drummer, you're the drummer, you're the one that's supposed to be a part of this band. I said, well, then let's go to the masses. Let's go out there and test the resources of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's go out there and test the resources of the God of Moses and the resources of the God of David. And guess what, friends? If you want to see the God of Moses, then do the things that Moses did. Let's go test the resources of the God of Gideon. Because let me remind you, I couldn't find in Scripture, and I cannot find in Scripture, even now as I sit here, friends, I can't find in Scripture where the Lord ever one time failed the smallest jot or tittle of any of His promises to those that took Him at His word. Not a one. Not a one. And we're called to bring the answers to the world. We're not to bring the problems to the world. We're to be the light of the world, which exposes darkness. Jesus said, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. We're not supposed to bring sickness and disease to the world. We're to bring the one that heals the world. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I am the Lord thy God. I healeth thee. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, friends. In spite of me, in spite of you, He is who He says He is. His word is immutable. It's unchangeable. And He's not a man that He should lie. How do you know? Because I've done business with him, friends. Just like I did business with the enemy of my soul. And the enemy of my soul doesn't pay, does he? No, he doesn't. He wants to charge you a lot more than you can pay. And he wants to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And I say to those that are still on the other side, serving their black master, free yourself from him. And the way to do that is come to the Christ. He'll conquer all of those foes that have control over your life even now. But yield yourself over to the Lord and make the choice to do so. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. This message applies to everyone listening to me now. When I went into the high school arenas, this guitar player that said, well, this is your ministry now. Wait a second. You were the one that wanted me to be a part of your band. Now I'm telling you, instead of playing for 200 people or 300 people, let's start taking to the greatest demographic, the greatest mission field in America. Let's go to our kids. Let's go to our little brothers and sisters. And let's go share with them what Christ saved us from. Let's go and give them the answers that they look to find. And I got to tell you, friends, after doing the high schools that we have done across the country, the same message. It's like somebody turned the lights on. The hugs. Thank you for crossing the line. You know, today I was going to do something that I was going to regret that I did it. But because you guys came and received the message, I'm not going to do it anymore. I've had kids come outside in front of my drums and grab a little stuffed animal that I have on my drum set and say to me, I wish I could go with you. I wish I was that stuffed animal. I've had young people across the country saying, thank you for sharing with us what nobody else is willing to share with us. That's the preacher's job. That's how you free men from sin. That's how you liberate them. That's how you show them the process of remission of sins. And it's not without blood, friends, sweat and tears. But all the glory and the crown goes to the Christ. King Jesus, we have no king, but King Jesus. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the president of Colombia to the White House today. The president was asked his impressions on the deal.
But we have not gotten it yet. It'll be sent to us at some point, and we'll take a very serious look at it.
And regarding another possible government shutdown?
I don't want to see a shutdown. Shutdown would be a terrible thing.
Virginia Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is losing staff as he faces allegations of sexual assault. The Richmond Times-Dispatch is reporting that two of his government staffers and two workers from his political action committee have resigned. Virginia Republican Congressman Ben Klein says the victims should be heard.
Well, the facts are still coming out. I look forward to reviewing those facts. I think every victim needs to be heard. Every woman should be given the right to be heard. I applaud the women for coming forward. It takes a lot of strength, a lot of courage to come forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the website, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, there's just too much bad news out there all the time, right? And again, my message is, listen, it's our obligation to bring forth the answers to the world, and that's exactly what we're doing. Yes, we're showing you what the problems are, but we're also showing you what it takes to bring about the resolve, because we, under God, can do it. Unless, of course, you question the ability of God. You know, and Scripture tells us all things are possible with God. Is that theory? Is that your theology? Or is it actually something that you put into action called faith, which is a verb? An action word, right? Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE. Facebook, Bradley Dean. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, got another brand new one coming up this week. Several hundred videos out there bringing about the resolve, again, to the issues in which we deal with. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. Going back to this, friends. You know, once you get saved, I just want to tell you the first thing you think about. What can I do to please him who saved me? Okay? You know what I mean? Once you get saved, it's not, Lord, send him. No, it's, Lord, send me. I want to see what you're able to do through a yielded vessel. And the world is yet to see the man that's totally committed in doing that. You know, it tells us in Isaiah 6:8, it says, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. It wasn't send them. You know, again, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy 4. And that applies to the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist. It tells us that right in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5. You know, and furthermore, taking it a step further, friends, do you remember when Jesus looked upon his disciples and he said, think not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest? He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. That's what's lacking in this world. You know, we got so many missionaries going to foreign countries, spending trillions of dollars, taking money and giving it to missionaries to preach a gospel in a foreign land that they're unwilling to preach in your own backyard. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. Just speaking of high schools alone, I can't tell you out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done that we've had to raise the money to do them because of all the federal cuts. And less than 0.5% of 1% of all those finances go to the young people. What's wrong with your country? There you have it. And yet you look at these mega ministries that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars every year. And that's all they do is beg for money, preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. And there's people out there that are giving these people money, and the only people that are prospering are them that they're giving the money to. So they can buy another Mercedes, so they can buy another home, so they can buy another cabin, so they can buy their $68 million jet. I mean, folks, are you that blind to understand the purpose of the gospel? Again, speaking of missionaries and speaking of mega churches, what are they spending the money on? Our objective here in this ministry is not gold. It's how many that we bring into the kingdom of God with us. And we're going to know on that day. I remember a prophet one time came up to me and said, you have thousands and thousands of spiritual children. And little did he know, he was exactly right. He was exactly right. That's my objective. And speaking of which, friends, do not forget about this ministry. It's been a strange year thus far. And you know that I do not beg for money here. The anointing in this ministry is not for sale. But I do say we need your support so we can do more. Matter of fact, we're going to be in Wisconsin at the beginning of next month, and then we're going to be in Michigan. After that, we're going to be in Florida. We're going to be preaching out at Dr. D. James Kennedy's church again. We're looking at doing some high schools out there as well. And then we're going to be in California. That's what we know right now. And if you want to book us, you can. Give us a call at any time. We'll do our best to make it happen. But you're going to have to do your part. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to donate to the ministry, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the store, and it will bring you right there to donate. This is our objective, what we're talking about right now. I'm giving you my testimony. It wasn't enough for me to just sit in the basement or sit on a stage playing for them that called themselves Christians. And over the last 23 years of ministry, friends, it's been nothing but a warfare, and it's been nothing but a victory and putting a crown back on the head where it belongs, on the Son of God, where He sits at the right hand of the Father. I was just talking about in Isaiah 6 where the Lord said, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? When you're saved by the Spirit of God, you're the one putting your hands up in the air saying, Lord, send me. Put me on the King's highway of holiness. What did you ask David? Well, in Psalm 2, you said, tell him, you said, ask me, and I shall give unto thee the heathen is thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. That's right. It's people. It's people. And if it's not people, I got to tell you, where's the Spirit of God? If you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured you yourself are not heaven bound. The Holy Ghost will bear witness to that. Man does not. Man does not. Now, what I want to get over to, friends, is how this applies to everybody. And I want you to listen carefully as to the reply when the same message that I'm giving to you right now applied over 2,000 years ago, but I want to show you how the Word is alive forevermore. Follow me. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should appear immediately. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Okay? And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. The Bible tells us in Luke 19:14, but his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Does this sound familiar, friends? Well, I don't quite get it yet. Hold on. And it came to pass that when he returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Verse 16, then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, because thou hast been faithful in very little, because thou hast been faithful in very little, despise not small beginnings, friends. He said, have thou authority over 10 cities. Well, because he was faithful in the little, he would be also found faithful in much. That's right. And the Bible also tells us he who is unfaithful in little will be unfaithful in much as well. Is it true? Oh, absolutely. Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Keep in mind, this is his will, not yours. This is his providence. This is his provision. This is his strength. This is his everything in the process of fulfilling his call. If you can do it, it's not his call. Rest assured. How many times the Lord would say back to the disciples, were you taken care of? Were you lacking anything? To the children of Israel, you were being tried for 40 years. Did the soles of your feet, did they wear out? Did you lack anything? Nope, never. Never did. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yes, it is. And if you think about it right now with me, friends, it's probably the case in your life as well. Verse 18, and the second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. See, it multiplied because they were faithful with little. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Cool. Really? This is great. This is grand. Okay, this spells out more work. Yes, it does, but it also spells out more joy. Listen. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. He gave more to the faithful. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. Okay, here comes the great underachiever. Okay. He said, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down. King James Version. And reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto them, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere, hard man. Taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. He said, why didn't you give your money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound that he hath, and give him that hath the 10 pounds. He said, for I say unto you that every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that that he hath shall be taken from him. And but those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring him hither and slay them before me. That's pretty harsh. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want to get to. The first segment, the second, the third, now we're on the fourth. This is what I want to get to. I hear this more than anything else. Okay? What are you talking about? Well, I'm going to bring you Luke 14. Verse 16, then said he unto them, talking to 86% of the Christians in this country, at least those that call themselves Christians, I want to make sure that you're not deceiving yourselves, because a good majority of you are. Okay? A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they with all in one consent began to make excuses. Well, Bradley, that's your call. Bradley, that's what you're called to do. You know how many people may support the ministry and say, oh, I'm so glad people are up there like you. We hear it all the time. And I just want to make clear, and so you know that your blood is off my hands, what is your position? Well, I give, I support, I totally appreciate that. I'm not taking that away from you. But what do you do when you're working your job? Remember, Paul was a tent maker. Remember, Jesus was a carpenter. They had jobs too. Were they witnesses only when they were off the job? Or were they a witness all of the time? All of the time. So they were living out the will of God in every aspect of their life, every facet of their life. Not just in part. It amazes me how many people like to play. They put on their church face when they go inside the building, and they talk, they raise their hands about how much they love Jesus Christ so much, and they walk out the building, and they're completely different people. And you want to know why many of them don't bring their friends to church with them? Because they don't want to be exposed for their hypocrisy to their friends. I mean, as if to suggest they should be ashamed of the Son of God. And we know what Scripture tells us about that. He who is ashamed of me and my words, you're going to be denied. And rightfully so. To deny someone that died on the cross for your sins, you should be ashamed of yourself for that thought to even go through your mind. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read Romans 1, verse 18 when you get a moment. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go there real quick. Just to cross-check what I'm telling you. What I'm going to do, I'm doing live radio. Okay, I don't know why it keeps going back there, but it does. And it just keeps pulling back up this number, and why it's doing that, I have no idea, but it is. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 16, forgive me. Romans 1, 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We're doing live radio. I think of Paul in the book of Philippians. I'm just processing thought right now. And Paul being a prisoner because he was being accused of things that he wasn't guilty of. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1, not Philippians, but it talks about it over there in Philippians as well. But in 2 Timothy 1, 8 and 9, be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. There's nothing about the gospel that I'm ashamed of. That'd be like going into, in the natural, a veteran memorial and being ashamed of the men that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have in the natural. You've got to be out of your mind. It's the furthest thing from my mind. Going back to Luke 14, he said unto him in a parable, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. See it all the time. Now, I just want to make sure, friends, that you're not deceiving yourselves into believing that you're going to heaven when you're one that stands back and makes excuses for why you don't do what you claim to be in service to him that you claim to serve. When they began to make excuses, all with one consent, in unison together, the first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Bradley, that's your job. Boy, Bradley, I'm glad there's people out there like you. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I have to go prove them. I pray thee, have me excused too. These are the excuses of men. Why? Because that's where their hearts are attached. Which is counter to Scripture, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Right? And another said in verse 20, Luke 14, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Oh my goodness, we could go off on that for some time. I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. In other words, I have made an idol out of my wife. My heart is attached to her before it is the Lord. That's what, just say it. That's what it is. Okay? You serve your wife, which is upside down on its head. It's God, Jesus, the man, the woman. That's its natural order. Okay? Verse 21, so that the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, and that my house may be filled. I want to say this. In America, what's lacking is the action of the 86% that say they belong to Christ. If you're looking for opportunity, Christians, here it is. You don't have to go to another country. You don't have to raise funds to be a missionary to go into another country and preach the gospel there that you're unwilling to preach here. No. Jesus started in his own backyard. He preached in a circuit. If you can't do it here, you can't do it there. And how many people raise billions and trillions of dollars to send missionaries over into another land and they forget their kids in their own backyard? You hypocrites. These people know me, you know? They know me, you know? I live next to them, and really, let's call that for what it is, too. They see my hypocrisies. They see my double standard. You know, and the Bible clearly tells us in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think that he'll receive anything of the Lord. That's right. Yeah, these people know me, man. Hey, listen. Everywhere we go, our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care if we're in a grocery store. I don't care. Hey, folks, if we're in a line at the grocery store and they're saying happy holidays, we say, no, Merry Christmas. And we tell them, don't be ashamed to say Merry Christmas. Christ is in Christmas. And we're tracking everywhere we go. And again, I'm not the standard. I'm just telling you who I serve. Who is the standard? We're not making excuses for why we're not doing it, friends. We're complaining to the Lord that we want to be spent to do more, not less. If you want opportunity, walk outside your door. That's all you have to do. And you better practice what you preach, because you're going to be tried by the fire that you do preach. But in the process, as you're faithful unto the Lord, you'll see His faithfulness unto you. How many people say, well, I don't see the Lord in my life. What are you doing? You're living for yourself. That's why you're not seeing a move in your life. That's why you feel condemned. That's why you feel depressed. Because you're living unto yourself. Jesus said this, turn me up. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, he has in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Your love for them should be secondary to your love to the Lord. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. Take some time and read, friends, Luke 14, the whole of it. It's packed with rebuke, but comfort to those that walk in the truth. And I have no greater joy than knowing that the children of the Lord are walking in the truth. We're in this together. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.